We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is 5 Minute Friday.
Focused, productive, successful mornings generate focused, productive, successful days. That's a quote from Hal Elrod, a friend of mine who wrote The Miracle Morning. And in this 5 Minute Friday, we're talking about how to build yourself a solid morning routine because it will literally change everything for you. Now, if you're listening to this, you probably already have some type of morning routine because you've been following my content for a long time. It might be something that you designed for yourself or just a set of habits that you fell into over time. But I'm a firm believer that you can always improve your daily routine, and the morning is no exception. And also, seasons change. New years happen, and we need new routines or new evaluations of what's working and what's not working. And there's always ways you can make your morning routine more purposeful, more exciting, less stressful, and less distracting so you can have more successful days. So I'm going to share with you 3 quick changes you can make to your morning routine so you can feel more energized and primed for the day ahead, starting as soon as tomorrow morning. And the first thing is to take action right away. Now, for many of us, the first thing we do when we wake up is we grab our phone, check social media, lay around waiting for the perfect moment to get out of bed. But if you do this, it puts you in a mindset of hesitation and reaction for the day ahead. For the whole day, you'll be sitting around waiting for the perfect moments before you take any action. So instead of laying around, I want you to get out of bed in the first few minutes of waking up without touching your phone. This is one of the hardest things for probably 99% of people is they check their phone right away. Now, this is a simple but important action you can take as soon as you wake up, okay? Instead of laying around, get out of bed within the first few minutes without picking up your phone. Then do something intentional, drinking a glass of water first before you have coffee. Something I like to do, I've talked about for a long time, is making my bed. Or some type of intention-setting meditation for a few minutes will support you on getting ready for the day. And when you start your day with action and intention, it puts you in the mindset of going after what you want without hesitation and reaction. Number 2 is to set your intentions for the day. The rest of your morning routine doesn't matter unless you move into the day ahead with a purpose. So many times we find ourselves mindlessly going throughout the day. Now, how many of you do this? You wake up, oh, I've got to be at this place at this time. Then I'm not sure what to do next. Then I'm going to fiddle on my phone for a little bit. We go through the day like this, where it's not this clear, intentional schedule and plan. And this is a challenge. You can avoid this by setting your purpose and intentions in the morning. The goal would be to set a clear game plan at the beginning of each week so you know exactly what you want to do each day. We talk about this in my greatness coaching program, where it's really mapping out your entire year and month and week ahead of time. So in the morning, you're not thinking, what am I going to do today? Then in the morning, you already know what you do. You wake up and you already know the day before what you're doing today. And all you have to do is visualize and really strategize your optimal future, and then write down the actions you need to take to get there in the moment. Don't just find clarity on your purpose once in a while. Do it every morning. Remind yourself of the greater future you have, the greater future you're creating, what you're doing day in and day out, so that every day you can move forward with purpose. Find your why, and everything else will fall into place. And number 3, add the habits that work best for you. 1,000 different people will tell you 1,000 different habits that you should do or you shouldn't have in your morning routine. But personally, the habits that I love in the morning are working out, journaling, expressing gratitude, meditating, and tapping into accountability after I make my bed. But you can do that, or you can figure out what works for you that makes you feel the most energized, the most focused, the most happy. You don't need to copy my routine. You can use some of it or not. I just choose these habits because they give me the most energy to start my day. And you should do the same. So after you take action and set your intentions for the day, build the rest of your routine out of the habits that excite you and give you the most purpose of the day ahead. Again, it could be reading for an hour. It could be prayer, positive affirmations, or any of the habits that I've mentioned in my routine. And if you want to go in depth on building a routine, not just tailored to you, but primed for financial success and abundance, then make sure to check out my book called The Millionaire Morning. And you can go to millionairemorning.com to get that, where it talks about the morning routine of millionaires. Also, if you are a six-figure earner currently or above, and you want to really take your business and life to the next level with ongoing accountability on your goals, then make sure to apply for our founding members coaching program, where we map out the entire year with you on your goals for your business, your health, and your life, and we hold you accountable month after month with coaching. Just go to lewishouse.com/coaching for more and see if you're the right fit to be a founding member. So there you have it. Three simple changes you can make to your morning routine right now. And I want you to try these things out tomorrow morning and see what difference it makes in your day ahead. And by the way, don't forget to enjoy the morning as it's happening. It shouldn't be stressful. That's not a good way to start either. Enjoy your morning routine. When we talk about designing morning routines, it's easy to think about the morning as a chore, but it's not. The morning is truly precious, sacred time we get to spend with ourselves. And it's even better when we make the effort to enjoy every second of it. And I want to leave you with this quote. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. It's a quote from Marcus Aurelius. And I want to remind you, if no one's told you lately, you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter.
And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.